This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Disney announced three new Star Wars films will premiere in the years following this December's The Rise of Skywalker. They'll come out the weekend before Christmas every 2 years, beginning in 2022, the first of which will be from Game of Thrones showrunners David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. Cash registers will ring across the galaxy. Does that mean there'll be intergalactic medieval nudity? Sophie Turner is pointing fingers in the recent Game of Thrones coffee cup controversy. Diehard GOT fans went into a tizzy after a rogue Starbucks cup was spotted on the table in a medieval scene from the recent episode. Sophie, who just got married to Joe Jonas, got the blame, but she claims that it was co-star Emilia Clarke who left it there. Okay, but where was the editor? Constance Wu has explained her effing hell reaction to the renewal of her ABC show Fresh Off the Boat. She said, quote, "Its renewal meant I had to give up another project that I was really passionate about." She had tweeted, "So upset right now that I'm literally crying. Ugh, F." The Crazy Rich Asian star is saying now she's very fortunate to have the work, but, too late. Kacey Musgraves would like to end this Australian party trick for good. During a concert down under, fans of the country star encouraged her to do a shoey, which consists of drinking a beer out of a shoe. The Grammy winner, though, wasn't having any of it. No way, she told the audience, who was chanting, "Shoey, shoey, shoey." Damn drunken Aussies. USA Network is rebooting The Biggest Loser, the one-time NBC hit show. The 10-episode season is expected to debut sometime next year. The updated weight loss competition series will, quote, "feature a dynamic new team of experts determined to dramatically improve America's lifespans and waistlines." Okay, I'll tune in. Yeah, fat chance. Rihanna has made a big deal with the world's largest luxury conglomerate to create the latest extension of her Fenty cosmetic and lingerie brands, which will be shown next month in Paris. The 9-time Grammy Award winner is now partnered with LMVH, the French corporation, which is the home of Dior, Fendi, Givenchy, and Louis Vuitton. Congrats, you sexy rich Barbadosian. There's a Mrs. Doubtfire musical in the works. Tony nominee Rob McClure, who's currently in Beetlejuice on Broadway, and Kate Baldwin, who starred in Hello, Dolly, will be the leads. The original comedy starred Robin Williams as a divorced man who wanted to spend more time with his kids, so he dressed up as a British nanny, and got hired by his ex-wife. Transtastic! Demi Lovato is making her way back to music after spending the past year focused on her sobriety and mental health. Yep, she has yet to announce specific plans for a new music release, but she just posted a photo with Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande's manager, Scooter Braun. "I officially have a new manager," she said, and thanked him for believing in her. Well, somebody has to. Guns N' Roses has run out of patience. Yep, they've decided to sue a company they claim has been selling a knockoff beer named after them without their permission. Axl Rose, Slash, and Duff McKagan have sued Canarchy Craft Brewery Collective over a beer they've been selling called Guns N' Roses. The company said they would stop, but not until next March. Welcome to the beer jungle. Britney Spears is ready to end her conservatorship after being ordered to undergo an independent expert evaluation in the case. However, the singer's mother, Lynn Spears, is not on board with her daughter's plan. Lynn isn't supportive of Britney ending the conservatorship, but there's nothing she can do to stop it. Lynn apparently thinks Britney is still cray-cray. Yep, takes one to know one. American Idol's revival has been renewed for another season at ABC. The show's current season averaged 8.9 million viewers, and that was enough to convince the network the show deserved to be renewed. Offers have been made for judges Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan to return to the series. Sorry to hear that, because Katy Perry is annoyingly over the top every minute. Ugh. Actress Olivia Munn, famous for her work on The Daily Show and movies like X-Men Apocalypse, revealed on Twitter that she invested in Uber way back in 2011. Her tweet, which patted both Uber and herself on the back on its IPO day, rubbed many people the wrong way. Not a good idea to boast on social media that you're rich, because that makes you an Uber idiot. Model Olivia Culpo and Zedd were spotted getting awfully close while out celebrating her 27th birthday at Swan Restaurant in Miami. Witnesses said they were all over each other during dinner at the swanky restaurant. The former Miss USA was feted with a lavish three-tier cake from her friends at the bash, and Zedd's hand remained on her leg throughout. Well done, horny Zedd! Pot-smoking fans of legendary rock band The Who got frontman Roger Daltrey upset during the band's concert in New York. Daltrey said, "All the ones smoking grass down in the front, I'm totally allergic to it." When concertgoers began to snicker, the 74-year-old rock star insisted, "I'm not kidding." Then he told them to F off. Really? Well, won't get stoned again. The Trash Bin. Black China's in trouble again. The Robin China star is being taken to court by her landlord over the $48,000 she hasn't paid after she signed a one-year lease for a six-bedroom property in Studio City. He claims that China vacated the home last November and stopped paying despite the lease running through March. Yep, A-wipe. Really big A-wipe.
The news wrap-up.
Google will start to show ads on the homepage of its app amid slowing revenue growth. WhatsApp confirmed it's been targeted by spyware. Uber stock continues to struggle since its IPO May 7th. Your Amazon Echo can now guard your home and listen for glass breaking. Ah, jeez, I dropped my wine glass. Hello, intruder alert. Hello, intruder alert. Hello, intruder alert. Hello, intruder.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
John Wick Chapter 3 has taken over the box office.
The number one album.
Logic's Confessions of a Dangerous Mind is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Yep, you don't have to be Einstein to guess. It's Minecraft.
The number one book.
The Mueller Report from the Washington Post is the number one nonfiction book for the third week.
Justin Bieber has had very successful collaborations during his career, including DJ Khaled, Diplo, Nicki Minaj, and Drake. And then there's Ed Sheeran. The red-headed British singer is well known for his soulful pop ballads, and his style and lyrics mesh perfectly with Bieber back in 2015 when they recorded Sheeran's song Love Yourself for his studio album Purpose. Not only did Justin sing Sheeran's song, but Ed also sang backup on the track. The song became a huge hit, and they had such a good time working together that they recently got back into the studio to do it again. Here's Ed Sheeran featuring Justin Bieber with the song of the week, I Don't Care.
I'm at a party I don't wanna be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back, nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say shall we dance, hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah, yeah. When we walked in I said I'm sorry. But now I think that we should stay. Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel.
That was Ed Sheeran featuring Justin Bieber with the song of the week, I Don't Care. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.